over these last few weeks, and amen, I appreciate your pastor so much, and amen, they're just, years ago when we first met, it was just, amen, I liked him, I guess you could say, right from the beginning, and appreciate his spirit, and amen, his commitment with God. Appreciate this church. Thank you to everybody that has blessed us. And we always leave a church. We always leave a revival blessed because of the people of God. We're so thankful to everybody. It's been faithful to the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Without the saints of God and faithfulness to the house of God, there wouldn't be much, amen, to a church service, really. Praise God. It wouldn't be too much going on with just a preacher standing in the pulpit preaching and trying to worship and trying to, amen, have church without the people of God. So we're thankful for the faithfulness of God's people. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 11 and verse number 5. If you're here today and you need something from the Lord, you're in the perfect place. And amen, with the help of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to preach a message that will help you, amen, to receive what you need from God. Luke 11 and verse number 5. And he said unto them, Jesus is talking here, which of you shall have a friend, shall go unto him at midnight. Somebody say midnight. And say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. Leave me alone. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. I want you to hear this next few words. For every one that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil, this word evil here, it really means earthly, is what it's translated as. If ye then, being earthly, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I want to focus on this word here. He won't give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity. And I want to preach importunate individuals. Amen. Let's ask the Lord to speak to us in the next few moments of time. God, we're thankful for the privilege to gather together as we are here today. I'm asking God that you touch our minds, our spirits. Lord, do a work in this house this morning. We have a wonderful opportunity, God. Lord Jesus, we want you to have your way in this service. Here today, God, help us to make the most of this service we have today. I'm asking, God, that you would talk to us, that you would help us to, oh God, be obedient to your word, Lord Jesus. Help us to learn from your word today, God. Oh, we want to receive everything you have for us, Lord. We're thankful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Yes, Lord, have your way. Give us grace today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. This word is not a word that typically we use in our everyday language, or at least I don't hear people using it. It's kind of a word maybe of the past, but it still has an important meaning. Amen. This word importunity means a lot of things, but when you boil it all down, if you just want to be simple and give a simple definition and explanation, which is the way I like it, because I'm a simple individual. I like it simple. Amen. Don't talk over my head. Just give it to me straight and simple where I can understand it. It means shameless persistence. Shameless persistence. Amen. I know if you mothers and dads out there, if you have children, and if you're a mother and a dad, then you have children. So, amen. If you have children out there, amen. If you have children, you know what this word means. I remember my own dad, and we'd be at church maybe after the service, and people are talking, and he's talking with somebody, and I remember him relaying this. I've seen it happen. I don't physically remember doing it myself, but I know I did. And to be there trying to get dad's attention or mom's attention, but they're busy. They're busy talking with somebody. They're in the middle of a conversation. And so you start using those fingers right there and pecking on their leg. Dad, 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 dad. And after a while, it takes so long because they're in the middle of something and they feel you and they hear you, but they're busy. And they know it's not an emergency because you're not screaming. And you're not bawling, and you're not, you know. And maybe they glance down for a second, but they're busy talking. And so after a while, then you get sidetracked. And you're watching somebody over, but you're still dad, dad, dad. And then dad looks down, what? But you're dad, dad. That's a perfect and a prime example of shameless persistence. Jesus said, man, this is how you need to ask. He said, I'm going to give you a little story first. And I love the way that Jesus did that. So many times he told those parables and told those little stories so people could understand. People could relate. Praise the Lord. Amen. The only thing we know to relate to is physical things. Amen. That's all we know how to relate to, because we're all a product of, amen, what we've been through. We're a product of our life's experiences. And so, amen, when David had sinned, when David had done what he did and committed the sin that he did with Bathsheba and had basically killed her husband Uriah, committed murder, he committed adultery, then he committed murder, and he was covering it up. God sent a man of God to David to tell him a story that he could relate to. Hallelujah. David was a shepherd, and shepherds are special people, and they have a bond with their sheep. They do. Amen, shepherds in that day and time lived with their sheep. They slept out there with the sheep herd or the flock, and they had a bond with him. And so God said, I know how, amen, to get to David. I know how to talk to him. I know how, amen, he will relate, praise God. And Nathan the prophet came and spoke to David about a little ewe lamb that somebody had that was their pet, and a rich man that had many came and stole it away from him and killed it and fed it to his company. And David got so angry and so frustrated and so mad over this story that God used to speak to him with. And then Nathan said, you're the man. You did this. You're the king. You have all this wealth. You have all these wives. You have all, but you took another man's. And then you slew, amen, him. And so God uses these stories to talk to us. And so he's trying to get a point across to these people. He wants to explain something to them. He wants to give them, amen, something to relate to. And he said, Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight? Now, it better be your friend if you're going at midnight. Better not just be an acquaintance. Amen. I even am careful about sending a text after a certain time. No, it's too late. I'll have to wait till tomorrow. Amen. And but he said, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. He said he just showed up. He came unexpectedly. I hadn't went to the grocery store yet. Can we just put it in our terminology today? I haven't made it to the grocery. I was going to go tomorrow. How many of you put that off as long as you can sometimes? Oh, yes. Praise God. Put it off. Put it off until everybody's looking through the cabinets for something to eat. All right, we're going to have to go to the grocery store. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Just might as well endorse the paycheck and give it to Walmart or a grocery store. Praise the Lord. As expensive as groceries are these days. So we put it off, but they had put it off, evidently. They didn't have anything in the house, but they had a friend that was on a journey and just stopped by at midnight and said, I need a place to stay, and of course it's your friend. And, you know, they had special ways of doing things in the old days. They brought them in. They put them in a bed. They fed them. They gave them something to eat. They just took care of them. That's just the way it was. We don't live like that now. Amen. They even did that with people they didn't know. Stop in, give them a place to stay, give them something to eat, take care of them. They felt it was their obligation. It was their duty. I got to take care of this individual. And he said, he didn't say, let's wait till tomorrow. I'm sorry, I don't have anything to feed you. He said, oh, I've got to do something right now. I'm in a desperate situation. I need something right now. I can't wait till tomorrow for this. And so he comes to another friend of his, and he's knocking on the doors at midnight saying, could you lend me 3 loaves? I'll pay you back tomorrow. Amen. Just to paraphrase, perhaps, but I need it right now. Amen. And the reason he could go to that friend, because he knew that friend had what he needed. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to go to the source when you're in need of something. I'm going to tell you, this old world goes to everything else but the right place. Well, hallelujah. I need some comfort, so I'm going to go to Southern Comfort or Jack Daniels. I need some courage, so I'm going to, amen, go drink, amen, a few beers. I need some strength. I got to make it through this week, so I'm going to pop these pills and shoot up. That going to the wrong place that they can't find what they're looking for when they need to go, amen, to the source. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Go to where, amen, you can find what you're looking for. Well, praise God. Praise God. You know, it's not difficult, amen, but the devil wants to stop us from going to the right place. He's going to divert us at every turn, trying to get us, amen, not to do what we should do. He don't want us succeeding. Praise God. I'll just tell you today, the devil doesn't want you to succeed in life. He's not your friend. He's not looking to help you out. Oh, hallelujah. My, my, my. You better be careful what voices you listen to. You need to be careful what you're doing and who you're listening to. Well, praise God. Well, hallelujah. My, my, my. And so he said, I've got a friend that's got some bread. He's got what I need. I'm going to go get it. I know it's midnight, but he's my friend, and he's got what I need. So he's knocking on the door saying, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Amen, because I've had a friend come to me, and I don't have anything to give him tonight. And so would you give me the bread that I'm asking for? But he said, from within the house, his friend says, hey, you're just going to have to go away. It's midnight. My kids are with me in the bed. They're asleep, and if you have children, especially young children, you understand, and toddlers and babies, it is hard to get them to sleep sometimes. Oh, hallelujah. I've got stories, praise God. Amen. My children laugh when I tell this story, but it's the truth. Amen. Our youngest, amen, sitting right there by his mama. Praise God. Yes, I'm talking about you. Amen. He was a baby. And we had a tough time one night getting him to sleep. And we finally got him to sleep. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this loud rip roaring went up the street right in front of our house. Just, and here it come again. I looked out there, and it was a racing four-wheeler. And I'm not a bad neighbor. I'm not quick to call the law. I'm just not that type of individual. I'm not a tattletale. Just, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that in town on the city street. But, you know, I'm not, you know. But we just got him to sleep. It was so loud. It was just, it vibrated the house. And it didn't stop. And it kept coming around the block and going around the block. And it was about 2 or 2:30 in the morning. And so I did call the law. Praise God. In that situation, I did. And the baby's asleep. It took us forever to get him to sleep. You got to understand. I don't know what you're doing out there at 2 in the morning in front of my house, ramping out that. But anyway. And so I'm watching. I'm watching, and he pulls up right. There's a street in front of our house. There's a T. We're looking down the T. And he pulls up, and he stops at the T there, and he's doing something with his four-wheeler. And his friend's behind him in a pickup truck, and I don't know what they're doing. And about that time, he just guns it right in front of our house again. I mean, just loud. And here comes the cop right behind him. I thought, hallelujah. God let him do it right in front of that cop. So he seen him. He said, man, cop come by my house. And I said, I didn't want to be a bother, and I don't care, but just got the baby to sleep. He said, no, I told him quit. You know, he said, we were several blocks over, and we heard it and thought, what in the world is that? And then we got the call. So they could hear it several blocks over. I'm sure the rest of the neighbors were glad. Amen. But just got the baby to sleep. It's a tough deal. We were living in a 30-foot. Amen. I'm just, I guess, relaxed here right now and just being a little calm right now. But we were living in a 30-foot travel trailer, and when Brantley there was born, so we had a family of five in a little 30-foot trailer. And he's asleep. Mama got him to sleep for his nap. And if you know anything, I think Abby understands about trailers. I was giving her a hard time. Amen. Friday night, I guess it was. Amen. After spending a little time in one. But we're laying in bed at night, and when they roll over in their bed on the other end, we do this. And so, amen, you can't be real rough. You know, it just, that trailer will get to rocking and bumping. And so Mama tells them, the other two, calm down, be quiet, quit jumping. If you wake that baby up, you're going to tend to him. And they're like this, you know. Sure enough, they woke him up. So I think we took a picture. They're tending to him. One of them feeding him a bottle, and the other one's reading a book to him. Oh, they loved it. They enjoyed it. But when you get the babies to sleep, it's a big deal. And this fella says, hey, the kids are in bed with me. I finally got them to sleep. Would you please go away? I can't do what you're asking me to do right now. It's not the right time. It's not convenient. If I get up, I've got to. It's going to wake the kids up. The whole house is going to be woke up. But the Bible, Jesus speaking, said he's not going to leave because he knows his friend has what he needs. And he needs it now. He can't wait till tomorrow, and so he's going to keep knocking. Well, praise God. He's not being mean, but he just understands, I've got to get what I need, and I've got to get it now, and my friend has what I need, and so he just stays there knocking. And if you want to put it this way, it gets a little louder, and he says, give me the bread, please give me the bread. I'm not leaving until you give me what I'm asking for. Well, hallelujah. And the Bible says, not the fact that he's his friend, is he going to get up, oh, you're such a good friend, I'm getting up and waking the kids up at midnight and giving you the bread that you're asking for. No. That's not good enough. That's not enough for him to do all of that. But he said, because of his importunity, because of his shameless persistence, he's not leaving until you get up and give him the bread. He said, that's just, you know what, I'm going to get loud. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to start hollering. The whole neighborhood's going to wake up. So you might as well just go ahead and get up and give me what I'm asking for, because I'm not leaving. Hallelujah. And the friend finally realizes, you know what? Now my kids are starting to stir anyway. Everybody's going to wake up. I'm going to have to just get up. If he's going to leave and give us any peace, if we're going to get any sleep tonight, I'm just going to have to get up and give him what he's asking for. And so he's going to get up and he's going to give him as many as he needeth, the Bible said. That's what Jesus said. And when he got through with that story, everybody smiling like some of you are probably, and understanding, amen, that whole scenario, how that would play out. Amen. But he's got their attention now. And he said, now I want to tell you why I told you this story. Amen. Ask and it shall be given you. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you why I told you this, because this is how you need to ask. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Praise God. For everyone, I want you to understand, this is the words of Jesus Christ. This is the word of God right here. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a make-believe. This is not a fiction story. But Jesus Christ said, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. And you say, well, Brother Brown, I don't know about that, because I'm not sure about that. I just don't know if I believe everyone that asks you to receive it. Well, I'm sorry, but that's what Jesus said. So there's got to be, if there's any kind of contradiction there, it's got to be on our part, not his part. Well, hallelujah. Well, praise God. Jesus gave us the formula for how we're supposed to ask. You know, we live in such a just minute society. Generation that has no patience, that has no persistence. We only have persistence for certain things, but other things, no persistence. We live in the fast food mentality. And if you don't get your food through Taco Bell in the first 5 minutes, you're mad and you're wanting a refund and you're leaving. I've been there before. I'm getting out of line. I'm going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken or what else or something. I can't wait. I'm not sitting here. I'm not doing. I tell my kids all the time, just be patient. They're cooking it. It's food. They got to. I don't want my food already cooked before I get there and then they hand it to me out of a warmer somewhere. Well, I do that. I still eat that kind of food. But if I'm going to give man pay for sit-down food, I don't want them having it there as soon as I ask for it. Praise God. But that's the kind of generation and society we live in. Now I'm going to just jump to the next. No patience. No, I want it now, and I want it this way. I can't sit around and wait. No persistence. If I don't get it the first time I ask, then I'm just going to move on to the next thing. Well, hallelujah. And that carries over into asking God about things. Well, I prayed about it and it didn't happen, so I guess I'm just going to go on and forget it. Well, I went to the altar and I prayed for the Holy Ghost one time and it didn't happen, so that's it. But Jesus said, if you're going to get what I'm going to have for you, I'm going to have to see that you want it bad enough to keep asking. I want you to ask with shameless persistence. Because he said, everyone that asketh, that means he just keeps on asking. He keeps on asking. He's not deterred easily, but he keeps on. He knows it, he has it, and I want it, and he's the only one that can give it to me. So I'm just going to keep on asking. Hallelujah. My. You know, sometimes we just got to get rid of our pride and don't care what we look like or sound like. But I'm just going, amen. That friend needed some loaves of bread to give to his friend. And he said, I don't care. People are starting to look at you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I've got to have my bread. And I'm just going to keep on knocking. And I'm going to get louder. And I'm going to be persistent until it happens. Well, praise God. Praise God. I'm trying to help somebody out today. If you need something from God, you need to get persistent about it. Well, hallelujah. 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 You don't need to be deterred. You don't need to just say, well, Lord, I need this, and then just go on. Well, it didn't happen. No, you need to get, you need, if you're, well, hallelujah. You need to get desperate. If you need something from God, you need to get desperate about it. You need to show God, amen, I'm not going anywhere, God. I know you've got what I'm asking for, and I'm going to keep on trusting you and believing you enough. I'm going to have enough faith to stand right here at this door until it happens. I'm going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep seeking. I'll be back tomorrow if that's what it takes, but I'm going to keep on knocking. I'm going to keep on asking. I'm forgetting everything else. I'm going to be shameless in my persistence. I'm going to be an importunate individual. I'm not going to let things stop me from seeking, asking, and knocking. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I heard the story of an individual, a gentleman that went to, I don't think he was selling things. Actually, I think he was going to invite someone to church. He knocked on a door, and man, an older lady come to the door, and she was very rude, and she slammed the door in his face. And so he just went around to the back door and knocked on that door. She answered the door. He said, ma'am, I sure hope you're a lot nicer than that lady that answered the front door. I'm not advocating you do that, but that's shameless persistence. Praise God. Praise God. I don't know if I should tell that story or not. Praise God. It's a good one. And it's funny, but I don't know. He said, go ahead. All right. Amen. Me and three other ministers were traveling many years ago to a minister's conference. And you know how you have to stop ever so often along the way at places we call convenience stores and take care of business. Get a snack. Now you said say it. So. I will be nice. I will be nice. But everybody will understand. And so we're in there, and I'm milling about. And all of a sudden, in the back of my mind, I start hearing this hollering. Hey! Hey! I thought, what in the world? Who is hollering in here? It was faint and it was quiet. Hey! And then all of a sudden I recognized his voice as my friend. And I knew where he was at. He's in the little convenience room. And I come hurrying. I thought, oh my God, I'm embarrassed. And I come running in there, and he's in the little office with the door shut. And he's in need of something that they don't have in there. Hey! Hey, and he's hollering, what? And he tells me, so about that time, the worker's coming toward there, and I met the worker, and we got him what he needed. But he needed it, and he needed it now. He couldn't wait. And it didn't matter to him if he was going to embarrass himself. He hollered until he got somebody's attention. Shameless persistence. I know that's a funny story. But it's exactly what I'm talking about. When you're in need of something, well, praise God. And there's souls in this place today that's in need of something from God. And the devil will tell you, oh, don't worry about it. Don't just whisper a prayer and move on. But Jesus said, no, I'm telling you how to ask. I'm telling you how to seek. I'm telling you how to knock. When you need it and you know where it's going to come from, amen, you need to be persistent. You need to get rid of your pride. Quit worrying about yourself. Quit worrying about everything else. And you need to get, hallelujah. You need to open your mouth and start asking. You need to start knocking on that door that you know it can come from, and you need to start seeking until it happens, until you find it, until the answer comes. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give up after one prayer. Don't quit asking after one time. Don't quit knocking just because the door didn't open the very first time you knocked. You need to stay hooked up, praise God. I'm asking, Lord. I'm seeking, God. I know you've got the answer. I know you've got what I need. I'm not going to stop. I'm not quitting. I'm not going to let this old world deter me. I'm not going to let my flesh deter me. I'm not going to let the devil stop me from asking, because you've got what I need. And I'm going to keep on asking. I'm going to keep on seeking. I'm not stopping until it happens. God's looking for somebody that has some persistence about them. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Jesus said, amen, he went on to say, if you've got a son, if you've got a child and he asks for food, you're not going to give him something terrible. You're not going to give him, amen, something harmful. You're not going. And he said, that's just exactly how your heavenly Father is. If you need the Holy Spirit, if you need the Holy Ghost, you need to ask him, and he's not going to give you something bad. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to that's what Jesus said. Amen. You need to ask him for the Holy Ghost, and when you do, he's going to give it to you. He's not going to give you some evil spirit. He's not going to give you something of confusion. He's not going to give you something that, I'm scared to ask because I don't want to get something bad. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when you ask Jesus, when you ask your Heavenly Father, you're not going to get something bad. He's not going to trick you. He's not going to... hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a lie of the devil to say, amen, that he'll give you something, or you'll get something that you don't need, or that's bad for you. No, not when you ask your Heavenly Father. He's going to give you exactly what you need. He's going to give you the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have it today, you need the Holy Ghost. You can't make it without the Holy Ghost. You can't live for God without the Holy Ghost. I need it. You need it. We all need it. I need the Spirit of God. There's so many other spirits in this world that's trying to destroy us. We need the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Amen. The Bible says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And he also said, if you're going to get out of here when the rapture happens, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will also quicken or make alive your mortal body. You got to have the Holy Ghost if you're going to get out of here. You got to have the Spirit of God. Amen. If you're going to rise, if you're going to meet the Lord in the air, you've got to have it. You've got to have it. And not only do you have to have it, but you get to have it. How wonderful it is that the eternal God would breathe his very breath, his very life into us. He don't have to do that. But he puts of himself into us. All we got to do is ask him for it with shameless persistence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need the Holy Ghost today, you need to ask God until it happens. You need to knock on the door with shameless persistence. That's what Jesus said. I'm not telling you something that I just thought up. I'm reading the Word of God to you. That's what Jesus said. Get a hold of him. Well, praise God. Get a hold of Jesus. I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost, Jesus. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to ask. I'm going to knock. I'm going to seek until it happens. Amen. The Bible tells us in Matthew 15, verse 21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. Anybody ever felt like that before? You didn't hear from God? You're asking, but you didn't hear from him? He answered her not a word. He just ignored her. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. She was desperate, Pastor Worth. She was following him around, crying after him. My daughter's grievously vexed with the devil. Please, Please deliver her. Please. I've tried everything else, but oh, I've heard you can deliver people. And would you please? And Jesus didn't answer. And the disciples are saying, she's bothering us. She's embarrassing us. She's following after, crying after us. Amen. But Jesus answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He basically told this lady, I didn't come for your kind. I come for the house of Israel. So she left home empty-handed and upset. Nope. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to get your feelings out of the way. Too many people have their feelings on their shoulders and get offended over every little thing. You know what? I'm so sick of this offended generation. Our forefathers were fighting and dying for our liberties and our freedoms, and this generation is just offended if you say something they don't like. Grow up. Grow up. Get rid of your little offended attitude and spirit. Jesus said something that she could have got offended about. Ah, you didn't come for me, huh? Well, you ain't what I need then. I'm leaving out of here. Got my answer, but that happened. That's not what happened. She knew Jesus could give her what she needed. Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm not sent but to the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him. Well, praise God. Some of you get mad at the preacher for what he said and just leave and never come back. But she came right back and worshiped. You know why? Because she knew Jesus had what she needed. Oh, I need it. I need it. You can't offend me, preacher. You can't offend me, Jesus. I know you've got what I need, and I'm asking it, man. But he said, it's not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Whoa. He just called her a dog. This is Jesus. And she said, truth, Lord. I really believe the first step in getting what you need from God and getting right with God is realizing who you are. We are nothing. We are sinners. We're wicked. We're fallen man. We don't deserve anything from God. She said, you're telling the truth. That's what I am. That's who I am. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. She said, I know who I am. I know what I am. But oh, do you got a crumb for me? Is there just a little bit you've got for me? Oh, hallelujah. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus was proving all over again, this is how you need to be. This is how you need to act. This is how you need to ask. Amen. She came saying, I need you to help my daughter. I need you to deliver my daughter. And Jesus didn't say anything to her, but she kept on. She didn't let that deter. She kept on. Oh, would you heal my daughter? Would you save my daughter? And Jesus said, I wasn't sent to her. I was sent, amen, to the house of Israel. And she said, and she came and she worshipped him, saying, oh, would you please do what I'm asking for you? And Jesus said, it's not right for me to take the kids' bread and give it to dogs. And she said, oh, that's the truth, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs. And Jesus said, I'm not going to be able to shake this woman. Look at the faith that she has. She knows I've got what she needs. I've been looking for this. I've been looking for this. Here's somebody that has faith. Here's somebody that won't be deterred. Here's somebody that's desperate and needs my help, and I'm going to give it to her. Need something from God today? Get a hold of God. Come on, have faith. Have faith that's unshakable. Have faith that's undeterred. Amen. Quit looking at everything else for the answers and start knocking on heaven's door. Quit looking at this old world to give you what you're needing in your life and start knocking on heaven's door. Jesus has the answer. Jesus has what you need. He's got everything you need. You need to get persistent. You need to put everything else aside and get a hold of God. Luke 18:1, and he spake a parable, and I'm almost done. Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of God, and you need to keep on praying. Don't faint. Don't get weary. Don't quit. Don't stop, but keep on praying. Men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. He was a wicked judge. He was an unjust judge. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, she won't leave me alone. Every time I'm having court, here she comes. Avenge me of mine adversary. Avenge me of mine adversary. I've put her off and put her off and put her off. But she won't leave me alone. I know she's going to keep coming back. He said, she troubles me. I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. I'm getting sick of it. She won't leave me alone. She's going to keep on coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? God's looking for somebody that'll have shameless persistence. Let's stand. God's looking for somebody, amen, that'll put your feelings aside. Well, praise God. That'll get rid of your pride. And that'll come before him with faith. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? My kids ask me for something, and they ask me because they got faith that I can do it. They have faith that I can give them a sandwich. Praise God. You know, us as grown-ups and us as parents, sometimes we wake up and we're thinking, ooh, and we're worrying. Where's this going to come from? What's going to happen here? How's this going to... But the kids, they don't wake up worrying. They just wake up and say, Mom and Daddy's going to take care of me. They have faith. Because when I ask them if they can do it, they do it. My kids have asked me and asked me and asked me and asked me sometimes for the same thing. You know what happens? Sometimes. Sometimes I say, okay, go, do it. Go play it. I don't care. Just leave me alone for a minute. God said, you know what? We need to be the same way as those children that have that faith. Now, if they know that I can't do it, they're not going to hound me about it. Dad can't do that. I'm going to ask him for that. I ain't never one of them asked me for $1 million. But if they know it's possible, there's a slight chance. They're going to ask. They're going to keep on asking. Because they have faith that Daddy and Mama has my best interest. They love me. Oh, praise God. If you don't believe your Heavenly Father loves you, you need to get a hold of God. And you need to understand that your Heavenly Father loves you. And He wants to do good things for you. Well, praise God. He wants to give you the Holy Ghost. If you're here today without the Holy Ghost, He wants to give you the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's a promise. It's a promise. It's a promise. He said, for the promise is unto you in Acts 2:39. The promise is unto you and to your children. And to all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. He wants to give folks the Holy Ghost. He wants to deliver folks from sin. He wants to, amen, break chains that are binding people. He wants to bring people out of the pit and bring them up on the rock. He wants to, amen, put sunshine in cloudy lives. He wants to stop the rain and bring, amen, peace and calm to a troubled soul. That's what Jesus wants to do. God is looking for somebody that'll have faith and believe. I hope somebody can take the word of this preacher, amen, that I've preached today, that's come out of this book right here. Amen, not just because I've said it, but you've seen it in this Bible if you followed along in your Bible. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. It's the words of Jesus Christ. He wants to help you, but he's looking for somebody that'll have enough faith, amen, to say, I'm going to be persistent, because everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone that'll just keep on knocking, that'll keep on asking, that'll keep on seeking. I encourage somebody today, amen, knock it till you've tried it. Don't just throw it out as some man's idea, but amen, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, keep on asking. I'm going to tell one other biblical story real quick, and I'm going to get out of the way. Give somebody an opportunity to knock on the Lord's door today. Bible tells us about the prophet Daniel. He needed an answer from God. Scripture says that he began to fast, began to pray. And one day turned into two, then to three, then a week. And he's fasting and he's praying for his answer. 1 week turned into 2 weeks. And then it rolled into the third week. And no answer came. He didn't hear anything from God. He didn't have a hint. But he kept on praying. He kept on fasting. He kept on seeking God. I need it. He was knocking. He was praying. He was seeking. And he kept on. The Bible says that Gabriel, angel of the Lord, on the 21st day, 21 days of fasting and praying, seeking God. Hallelujah. He didn't stop after the first day, brother. He didn't quit after the first week. Oh, how many of us can have that kind of persistence that gets the Lord's attention? 21 days of fasting and praying, and the angel Gabriel comes to him and says, let me tell you something, Daniel, here I am. I'm standing before you, and I've got your answer. I've got a message from God. He said, but I'm going to tell you what's been going on the last 21 days. From the very first day that you set yourself, that you made up your mind to chastise yourself, to fast and pray and seek God, God sent me with your answer. God sent me with your answer the very first day. I'm trying to encourage somebody right now that's been praying and seeking God. God's got your answer. Don't stop until you receive it. If you quit knocking, you're not going to get it. If you quit asking, it's not going to come. If you quit seeking, you're not going to find it. But the answer's on the way. God's already sent the answer. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God's already sent the answer. And Gabriel said, Daniel, God sent me the very first day, but there was some opposition. The prince of Persia, an evil spirit, a devil, withstood me. He didn't want me giving you an answer. He didn't want me bringing, amen, the word from God to you. And so I've been in a battle for 21 days. I've been struggling and fighting, trying to get through. But there was a spirit of opposition that was opposing me. And I had to summon the help of Michael, the warring angel, to come and help me. And now Michael's fighting with him, but I got through. And here I am. And I've come to tell you, amen, that because of your persistence, because you wouldn't quit, because you kept going to the Lord, because you kept praying, I was able to make it through with your answer, and now I'm going to go back and help Michael win the victory. Hallelujah. You don't know what's happening today in the spirit realm. Praise God. You don't know what's going on in the spirit world right now, but God's looking for somebody to be persistent. If you want your answer, keep praying. If you want your, oh, hallelujah. If you need something from God, don't stop knocking. Don't quit knocking. The Lord's looking for somebody that'll have enough faith in Him. Amen. To say, you've got what I need, and I'm going to keep knocking till you give it to me. I'm not going to worry about the convenient time. I'm not going to worry about, I'm just going to keep knocking. I'm going to keep asking God. I need it. Can we talk to the Lord right now, everybody, where we're standing right now? Can we just talk to God? I'm going to open the altars up in a moment, but can we just begin to talk to the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need the Holy Ghost today, we'll just start asking Him right now to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. If you need to repent of your sins today, that's the first step. Repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you. Tell Him you're sorry. Make up your mind you're going to turn from Him and you're going to walk a different way. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's talk. Everybody, let's talk to God today. Saying, if God, if you have a need today, if you need an answer from God, if you've been praying, don't stop. I encourage you, keep knocking on heaven's door. Be persistent. Be persistent. God's got the answer. God hadn't left you to fend for yourself. God hadn't left you to be a man wandering aimlessly with no answer and no direction. God's got it for you. It might just be He's looking for somebody to be persistent. It might just be that there's a spiritual battle going on and the devil don't want you to get your answer. But be persistent. Keep knocking. Keep seeking. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. Come on, let Him know right now. Hey. Yeah, there's time to whisper a prayer. There's time to pray in your mind. But I'm telling you, if you've got a need, you need to do more than whisper. You need to do more than thinking. You need to cry out to God. You need to show Him how important it is to you. You need to let Him know how much you want it. I want it, Jesus. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on it, Jesus. I'm asking you. I'm seeking you. God, do it. You need to be an importunate individual. Come on, I'm opening this altar up right now. If you need the Holy Ghost today, would you please come? He's going to give it to you. I said the Lord's going to give it to you. He'll give it to you. If you'll ask Him, if you'll be persistent, well, praise God. You'll reach out to Him with all your heart. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on. We can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. We can't be saved without the Holy Ghost. If you need an answer from God, would you come right now? I'm opening it up to everybody that needs an answer from God or that's just wanting to touch God today. Come on, can we just reach out to Him? Can we reach out to Him right now in the name of Jesus?